Hi everyone, Marty Becker here, owner of Atlas Financial Strategies in St. Louis, Missouri. Welcome to episode number 31 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. Today's episode is going to be kind of a quick hitter because we're going to take a look at how annuities are taxed. Now, this is really going to be a 30,000 foot view because taxes are extremely complicated. And until the government decides to stay out of our lives and just simplify the tax system, you should always go to a tax professional for any type of tax planning. So again, this is just for educational purposes only and will be a very high-level discussion on how annuities are taxed. So for the average guy or gal out there, there's really only three types of money. You have non-qualified money, qualified money, and Roth money. Now, if you don't know what those terms mean, very simplified, non-qualified money is money that you've already paid tax on the principal. And most people have non-qualified money in things like a savings and checkings account, a bank CD, a brokerage account, etc. Now, qualified money is money that has been tax deferred always. You've never paid taxes on it ever, either the principal amount or any of the growth. The vast majority of money that's in qualified accounts is in things like 401ks, 403bs, TSPs, IRAs, and any other series of numbers or letters that you can think of. This means that you've been taking money out of your paycheck, or you've just been taking after-tax money and putting it into one of these accounts and then giving that receipt to your tax preparer, and he's taking it off your overall taxes every year. The last type of money is the Roth money. This means that you paid taxes on the money you received, then you put it into a Roth account, and now all of that growth that has happened since then, that is completely tax-free as well. There's also something known as a Roth conversion, where you do large sum distributions from a traditional IRA or other qualified account, and you convert it into a Roth IRA, and you pay taxes on the lump sum that you moved over. And again, I understand there's all kinds of tax strategies out there and tax wizards, but just for the average guy or gal who has a traditional IRA or a 401k, and maybe some after-tax money in a brokerage account or a savings account, this is what happens when you fund an annuity, and we're going to look at the different kinds of money going into different kinds of annuities and what happens from there. So if you fund an annuity with after-tax dollars, with non-qualified money, then all of the growth inside of that annuity, the taxes can be deferred on that forever. Annuities are very unique in that specific situation because other non-qualified vehicles like CDs or bonds or money markets or high yield savings accounts, you have to pay the taxes on the interest earned every year, whether you took it out of that account or not. With non-qualified annuities, that growth, the taxes on that growth can be deferred forever until you go to access it. Now, once you pull that money out, you will pay normal income tax on that growth. Now, if you're in a situation to where you just need to access just a little bit of money and you're not going to withdraw all of the money out of the annuity, there's an acronym called LIFO, stands for last in, first out. So the interest gross was the last money that entered into the annuity, but it's going to have to be the first money back out of the annuity. So let's just say you have a $100,000 annuity that has grown to $110,000. If you pull out $10,000, you're going to pay tax on that entire $10,000. If you pull out $15,000, then you're going to pay tax on the first $10,000, and then that remaining $5,000 is just seen as a return of principal that you've already paid taxes on, so you don't owe tax on that. Now, if you fund an income annuity with non-qualified dollars, an income annuity meaning We're putting the money in and we're going to get a guaranteed lifetime income out no matter how long we live. You're going to fall into something called an exclusion ratio. What that means is that part of the income is going to be taxable and the other part is not, because it's going to be seen as a return of premium per the IRS. Now, that exclusion ratio is based on something called the Uniform Lifetime Table. So depending on your age will depend on what the exclusion ratio is. And I know that sounds really complicated, because it is. Thank you, IRS. But luckily, the annuity company does all that math for you, and they will send you a couple forms at the end of the year showing how much you've received in income and then how much is left inside of the annuity. Now, once the value of that annuity goes to zero, so there's no account value and there's no death benefit left, the income is obviously still guaranteed. So even if the annuity runs out of money, you're never going to run out of income, which is the whole point of an income annuity. However, once you get to that point, then the full amount of income does become taxable. So just keep that in mind. But all you have to do is take those forms that you receive from the annuity company every year and give them to your tax preparer, or just plug the numbers right into TurboTax or whatever system you use to file your taxes every year. Now, here's one little gem that a lot of people don't know about with non-qualified annuities. If you have a non-qualified annuity that has had growth in it, and let's say you don't need the money or want the money at this time, but you don't really want to sign up for a new term or anything like that, you can actually do something called a 1035 exchange into a long-term care annuity. Now, if you're interested in long-term care, which most people should be, because somewhere between 50 to 70% of us will need some type of long-term care at some point in our lives, you can move that entire non-qualified annuity into a long-term care policy, a long-term care annuity policy, and then it will continue to get bigger as time goes on. Here's the quote loophole. When you qualify for the benefit of long-term care, all the money that is paid out from the annuity for those expenses is completely tax-free. That is the only way that I know of to use annuities, at least, to put non-qualified money in, get the growth, and then get the money back out for something that you have a 50 to 70% chance of needing at some point in your future. So keep that in mind. And if you have a non-qualified annuity and you have questions about that, give me a shout. But go ahead and keep that little loophole in your back pocket, because that's really, really important. So the next category, and if you're watching this on YouTube, I apologize, I didn't make a slide for this one, is using qualified money to fund an annuity. Now, again, qualified money is all those series of letters and numbers, 401s and IRAs, TSPs. The rules work exactly the same. You can move that money out of an IRA or out of a 401 into any type of annuity. But anytime you make any type of withdrawal, whether it's just interest growth, principal, or the guaranteed income, you are going to pay normal income tax on that. There's no way around that. And a lot of people are always looking for a way, because they'll see that dollar amount on their computer screen when they check their retirement accounts, and they quickly start to realize, man, I really need to take about 20 or 30% away from that number, and that's what I really have. Because Uncle Sam is going to get his at some point. There is no way around that, okay? So there are some interesting things we can do to help extend your qualified money and keep it from risk of a market downturn using something I call the Atlas RMD Rescue Plan, which I will leave a link to in the show notes and on the website. So that is something you want to look into. But just remember, if you have qualified money, IRAs, 401s, 403s, TSPs, you are going to pay tax on that money at some point. There is really no way around that. Okay, now in the last category of money is Roth money. And again, what that means is you either fund it a Roth IRA over time or a Roth 401k at your work, and all the gains are completely tax-free in that account now. So from this point on, you can take any, as long as you're over 59 and a half and there's some other criteria and whatnot, but regardless, all of that money is tax-free. The other way you can get your money into a Roth is if you do something called a Roth conversion, which is basically you're taking large sums of money out of an IRA or out of a 401k, and you're trying to bump up next to your next income tax bracket and get that all the way up to that number. So between your income and whatever the top of that mark is for the next income bracket, you're taking that amount of money out of your IRA or any other qualified account and converting that into a Roth IRA. Now you're going to pay taxes on that lump sum, but that's why we don't want to get kicked into the next bracket. So you can do that as well. And regardless of whether you do a Roth growth annuity or a Roth income annuity, anything that comes out of it at that point is completely tax-free. Again, period, stop. And I know right now there's all kinds of hysteria about the, at least at the time of this recording, which is June of 2024, there's a lot of talk about the Trump tax cuts expiring and a lot of push for people to do Roth conversions. There's always going to be a place for Roth conversions, okay? And I actually have software that will determine if that is a good move for you or not, because every case is going to be different. Don't freak out about the tax rates expiring or any of that stuff. There's always going to be other people who want to get elected and will lower taxes. And this is just a weird cycle that we're going through right now. But we can always test that Roth conversion plan for your personal situation. And what I like to tell people who have a lot of money in qualified accounts and they're starting to realize they owe taxes and all that now is that the best time to start tax planning was 30 years ago. Okay, the next best time is now. So there are things that we can look at, like the Roth conversions. Again, go and watch the Atlas RMD Rescue Plan that I'll leave a link to in the show notes and on the website. But especially if you own a business and you're getting killed in taxes, I have a whole team of people that are experts in tax planning that can really do something for you. But again, if you're just the average guy or gal like me, and you got a bunch of money in these qualified plans that you owe taxes on, there's a plan to be the most efficient as possible, okay? You're never going to get out of paying those taxes completely, but can we come up with a way to be more efficient to hopefully over time mitigate your exposure to the amount of tax that you're going to have to pay? And the answer is, yeah, there is. Again, every situation is different. It just depends on what that strategy would look like for you. Anyway, I promised that I would keep this episode short, so we're going to wrap this up here. But if you found this information helpful, please subscribe to this podcast, like it, share it with somebody that you think it could help. And if you have any personal questions about your situation, feel free to book a call to get your questions answered by going to atlasannuity.com. Or if there is a topic that you would like to hear me talk about, please leave a comment in the section on YouTube or in the comments section on the website, and I would be happy to talk about that topic. Anyway, again, this is Marty Becker coming to you from St. Louis, wishing you all the best in your financial education, and I'll see you in the next episode.